Doc, I don't want to keep you too much longer. We did get one more text here. How long are you sick for, and how long would you be contagious?
You're probably contagious for the majority of the time you're sick, and the sickness tends to last about 3 weeks.
Okay. Okay. You're obviously a doctor, very well spoken, very eloquent. I am not. Stop being jerks, really. Like, keep, if you've been away or you are feeling sick, just stay home and get out of the way of other people. That's the only way to do it, isn't it? Am I right by saying that?
Chris, you're 100% right. I think you're very eloquent, judging by your radio appearance. I will say the same thing. Stop being jerks, okay?
Thank you.
We have to take this seriously. And we need everybody to pull together. We can't have our cherished elders and people that have health problems dying from this. We can't have this here. It's happening in other places in the world. Look at the mortality rate in Italy. It's terrible. We don't want that here. Everyone do their part. We have to do this.
So if you don't have to go out, don't go out?
That's more or less correct.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with walking the dog or taking a stroll in the open air. And obviously we need to eat. You have to go to the grocery store. You can get takeout food from your favorite restaurant and keep them in business. We're encouraging that sort of thing. But avoid crowds. And we're really asking that people with those risk factors, being elderly, underlying health problems, that they really sequester themselves and not be exposed to others, because they have a much higher potential of doing very badly indeed.
Doctor, I got one more before we let you go. Obviously, the two cases that were announced yesterday, there's questions of why don't we announce those names so that people know that if they've come in contact with them. Obviously, there's a privacy situation, but
There is a privacy situation, and our laws in both Canada and Ontario take the privacy of people very seriously. But it's the job of the public health unit to interview everyone and search down those contacts. And we've done an excellent job of that. We have found the close contacts and have them all isolated. All of them that we've been able to find out about. So, and we did that proactively, that as soon as someone has a likely scenario, we move decisively to get them isolated, so they're already isolated in case they do get sick. And we don't have any secondary cases from either of the cases that we have in Chatham-Kent to this point in time, but we have people isolated.
We have eaten up a lot of your time. I did have one last one. You can say yes or no. Any testing kits in Chatham-Kent?
Yes, we have lots of test kits.
Okay.
We got a shipment in yesterday. Our assessment center on Emma Street has opened today, and we are ready to go.
All right. Dr. David Colby, we've kept you on the line here a lot longer than we thought, but we do,
Chris,
appreciate it.
I need to add one thing. It's so important for your listeners to know that if you have the risk factors, especially of travel or contact, and have a mild case, the best place for you is at home. We can't overwhelm the testing center, even though we have a supply of test kits. If you're not particularly sick, you're just mildly sick, the place to be is to stay home, not to go to the testing center or the hospital.
And we're hearing that there's already lineups there. So I appreciate it, Dr. David Colby, Medical Officer of Health for Chatham-Kent. We will be in touch again at some point, but do appreciate this information this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you helping us to get the message out.
Thank you.
Everybody stay healthy.
Don't be a jerk.
Right.